It's been almost 2 years since a Sitka-based Coast Guard helicopter crashed in Washington State, killing three of its four men aboard. In memory of the men who died, the U.S. Coast Guard has recently commissioned Master Carver Wayne Price to carve a totem pole in their honor. On Friday, the Coast Guard cutter Maple stopped in Wrangell to meet with Price and pick up two red cedar trees hand-picked for the project.
It'll be 2 years in July, and Mr. Price is carving two totem poles to memorialize the shipmates we lost.
That's Commanding Officer Daniel Gray. Gray and the rest of the ship gathered to watch as Price sang two traditional Tlingit songs to acknowledge the journey of the cedar trees and ensure them a safe voyage to Sitka.
The songs that I sung, one was a mourning or a sad song, and the other one was a happy song, so that there's a balance. And the mourning song I sang to honor the fallen Coast Guards that this totem represents, that they want to be remembered. And also the happy song I sang was to acknowledge the logs going from Wrangell to Sitka, where they'll be taken to the totem park, and I'll be turning them into the totem pole.
That was a real treat to be able to listen to that. That's the real deal, and I think we're very lucky to see that, because to have such an intimate setting and be able to be a part of the journey, like he said, is just fantastic. It's nothing I've ever done before, so we really enjoyed it.
That's Executive Officer Colin Bronson. He says he considers this project to be a very special tribute to the fallen guardsmen and the community of Sitka. In mid-November, Price plans to head to Sitka to begin carving the totem pole. This will be Price's first totem pole created for the U.S. Coast Guard, and he says it will incorporate traditional Tlingit imagery blended with modern depictions of the Coast Guard to tell the story.
Very bottom figure is Raven. Raven's our creator, holds us up. It's the strongest and represents the raven half of eagles and ravens. And the next two figures up above that will be a male and female Coast Guard person, full uniform, back to back.
On the back side of the totem pole, Price will carve the helm of a Coast Guard ship, and above that a lighthouse, which he's designed to give off actual light. And under the lights, he plans to carve the three guardsmen, in honor of those who died in the crash.
They'll be standing guard under the light of the lighthouse, and on top of the lighthouse there's going to be an eagle. Eagle's going to be a lot more like the American eagle, standing proud, spread wings, and head turned sideways. And eagle represents the eagle half of eagle and raven. So we have an eagle, we have a raven, represents all the people that the Coast Guard protect.
Price says the Tlingits and the Coast Guard have had a long history on the waters together, and says he's happy to be the one telling this story through the totem pole.
That's how we keep track of all our stories, and this is a new story being written, and I want to write it on a totem pole to represent all Coast Guards all over the United States. So they're the oldest branch service in the United States, so I want to do them a great honor with the project they've asked me to do.
The totem pole is scheduled to be complete by the spring of 2012, and at that time will be presented to the public at Totem Park in Sitka. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.